Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Reed Diddy will be there. He'll be signing the Eagles Encyclopedia for you. Food, drinks as well. Final check in here on the question. What is a successful Eagles season for you at this point? Just win a playoff game, 12.6%. Make the NFC Championship game, 35%. Make the Super Bowl, 19%. 32.9% win the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance.
Should I find and play the stripped down version of One Last Breath that everyone's been DMing us?
I don't look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even on Instagram?
Nah, I'm out. Like,
you're out on all the DMs?
The DMs, the replies, like I'm done.
Oh yeah. Well, I've got a million DMs of this the stripped down.
Oh,
version.
Like an acoustic version.
An acoustic version.
Oh, would love to hear
One
it.
Last Breath.
Would love to hear
Should
it.
Should I mix it up one day on here?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you could even do the techno one by the ATLians.
What about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Nah,
the Creed version.
That people send us every, they're going to send us every year for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Jackie, how's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed?
So the Eagles are in much better shape than my FanDuel balance is. I am fighting off deposit day with every last breath. So I'm going to have to push my last $7.73 in and hope for the best.
Hey, that's when the best usually happens.
Yeah, does it? Is that what happens? Hey,
you always win that one.
Throw $5 on the Celtics to win the championship at 30 plus 3,500. Just throw $5 on it.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling people to throw $5 on it.
I think Tatum's coming back.
Not your last five. I'm just thinking of any team in the East that could beat the Thunder. A healthy Celtics is the team that I think could do it.
Damn Thunder team, man.
Pretty good.
Man.
Pretty good. But remember, The Pacers took him to 7 last year.
That's
and
true.
Who knows if Halliburton doesn't get hurt?
Think about that. That is true. I forgot that was a damn 7-game series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Now, if it's your last $5, don't throw it on this. But if you have $5 to spare. So, anyway, go ahead, Ed. Sorry.
No problem. So the only thing I'm worried about, I'm thinking about what makes a successful season. And, you know, I'm hoping for at least like the NFC Championship game. I just hope that if we do go to L.A. and beat them, that we're going to come back and it's just going to give Elliott fodder for the we need a dome stadium argument. So I might in that light, I probably don't want to go out to L.A. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I just where we stand with Jalen, it's like I really want to kind of protect his health, but like, you know, we do have Tanner McKee. So like, why not just kind of put his best foot forward? You know, if anything else, maybe do more under center play action and, you know, maybe back off the design runs, but we need to have the threat of the run with Jalen if he's in there or else it's kind of a lost cause in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a dual-threat quarterback without both threats. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw, to an extent, I think if we put the fact that it was the Raiders aside, that was one of the biggest reasons they were able to succeed. I think the number one reason, I would say, is they did not have many offensive penalties. They were able to stick to the run. But beyond that, I think Jalen running, I even asked Jordan about it last night. I said, what difference? And it, you know, everybody knows the difference it makes. He said they just, them having to account for him means so much to every other part of the game. It means so much to Saquon running. It means so much to him throwing. Mm-hmm. Because then those linebackers in the middle of the field are frozen, right?
Yeah.
So they don't, and then all of a sudden he can, you know, you can pump fake a throw. You can also sort of pump fake a run. Mm-hmm. And you see that sometimes when a mobile quarterback is running toward the line of scrimmage, but also has a threat to pass.
Yeah.
It opens up that pass a little bit too, those guys behind him. So.
Well, it always puts the defender in a little bit of a quandary because he doesn't know when to come up and commit or does he stay back in coverage.
Right.
So either the quarterback has that opportunity to take off and get some yards. Or that defender commits, and he can dump the ball over his head behind him.
And sometimes it's just a 5-yarder that can keep the drive moving. That is one thing.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Wow. The end results were good Sunday. We were trending towards double-digit runs. Remember, they didn't play in the fourth quarter, and he had 7 runs already.
He did, yeah.
So we were trending towards him having double-digit runs. I don't want that.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you're gonna give me 5-7, I can live with that.
I think they had 3 designed runs, and then, like, the thing is with him.
Well, he keeps it.
What's that? Yes.
They run the RPO, and he keeps it. Yeah.
I think the thing is with him, too, is if he's not going to throw it, or if he doesn't see what he likes immediately, rather than him standing back there for 7 seconds, just run and get 7 yards or 6 yards and slide and whatever. It is the I'll bring him up. It's not Josh Allen has big runs, but it's really the 6-yarder that's there that he takes. Mm-hmm. They do a very good job offensively, Buffalo does, of not getting behind the sticks. Mm-hmm. They're always moving the ball forward. And him running.
You got a good run game, too. James Cook's a
James
good
Cook's
runner.
Great. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. His run game is never, he's never run for 130 yards or something. It's always 7 for 48 or something like that. And I think it makes a big help. I agree with you, Ed. I understand the injury fears as well, but I also want to win football games, too. So what's something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older?
Man, when I was young, I would always show up to the airport with like 30 or 40 minutes to boarding. Not anymore. 2 to 3 hours for me, man.
I'm a 2-hour guy. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care what nobody say.
Yep.
I'm getting there early.
Yep.
I kind of like being in the airport.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in there.
Yeah, I know I'm there.
Don't have to rush.
I know I'm there.
Don't have to rush.
Also,
nothing worse than rushing to the airport.
Airport beer, underrated. You know,
a nice little airport beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And calories don't count in the airport. So you can eat whatever you
want. We found our way to the bar at the airport.
A little tough at 6 in the morning on the flight or 5 in the morning to Clearwater.
It's a little tough for you.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Not tough for me.
My friend Ben always brags that he gets there like a half an hour before. He's like, I never have any trouble.
That's crazy.
I'm like, Ben, I'm going to be waiting somewhere.
Yeah.
So me sitting at home for an extra hour.
Right.
I'm just going to be anxious about it the whole time. I'd rather just be sitting at the gate. Sometimes I sit at an empty gate somewhere so nobody bothers me.
I better grab you something to eat something or something before the flight.
Watch half hour of a movie on my laptop or something. Yep. I got no problem getting there early. Two hours.
Drop me off an hour before. I'm like, all right, now you got to get through security.
Yes.
You know, because if it's me, everybody's on red alert in the house. If we're flying together as a family, I don't play that.
Like, we're
all getting out of here early.
Yes.
I got to get to the airport early. I'm not running with luggage. I'm not doing all that. Fritz, the last time we ran with luggage, we missed a flight.
We did.
A flight is my worst nightmare.
Well, we missed
a connecting flight.
We saw the plane taking off.
Oh, that is.
As we got there. And we realized we're about to spend the night in the Atlanta airport. And for some reason, everything closed at 8.
So, it was unbelievable.
Oh, really?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we're in the airport and there's nothing open.
Did you really spend the night in the Atlanta?
Yes.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Me, him, and Marks.
Yep.
All right. Ava, we are flying direct.
No, that's the last time we were on a connecting flight.
Okay. Yes.
But we had to be because I had to be back.
Yes.
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, but then it was the only flight.
Yeah, it was the only flight that could get me back that night. Yeah.
Then I started playing games with they oversold the plane. And I was like, I'll wait. For more money? You kidding me?
Right, yeah. He was one of the guys that, you know, when they offer up the
yes.
seat.
Yes, my number's so always 1,000. If you can get me to 1,000, I'll spend the night in the airport. I don't care.
Yeah, I had to actually catch a different...
You had to catch
an
earlier
flight.
I had to go
to a different airline.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because, pay your own way.
Yeah.
So, you know, next question today.
I called COVID.
Yeah, well, I think we all got something.
Oh, was that coming back on the... Oh, no, it wasn't
that time, but it was still...
Well, we slept on the floor.
I mean, we slept on the floor at the airport.
Well, you don't get COVID from sleeping on the floor.
We get something.
Okay.
I don't know what you get.
So next question today has been, you know, what is something you've changed your mind on as you get older? And let me tell you something else that happens as you get older.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work as well as it used to.
You can't get it up.
Yeah. Whoa.
He just went for it.
542.
Yeah, all right.
Went for it.
Well, Blue Chew's there to help you. You know,
that's right. And people helping people.
Yeah, here's the other thing. It doesn't have to be when you're getting older. This can happen at any age. Maybe you're 28, whatever. You got a long-term girlfriend. Maybe you even don't. Maybe you got a bunch of different girlfriends. However it is, they all want you performing at top level. And Blue Chew will send you chewables that could get you performing at that top level. Now, it's not willy-nilly. You know, it is a medical product, so they have to, you know, you have to go to BlueChew.com and meet with one of their medical professionals there, but they're not going to make you go and you don't have to make a doctor's appointment. I mean, dude, nobody likes making a doctor's appointment. You got to wait 4 months for the appointment to happen, and then for this, you have a weird conversation. So no, it happens in 10 minutes at BlueChew.com, and they're also not going to send you to the pharmacy.
No.
Come on. Who wants to wait in line at a pharmacy?
Right to your door.
Yes, in a discreet
package.
And, you know, it's made and shipped in the U.S. of A.
No tariffs.
So it's going to be lower cost than any of its competitors. But what's lower than free? Is there anything cheaper than free?
I don't believe so.
Your first month is going to be free with Blue Chew.
Because of me.
Because of Jack. Jack is paying. That's why he can't park in the garage, because he's paying for everybody's Blue Chew. First month of Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Right.
Your first month is free. Just use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. We couldn't get Jack to spring for that, but that's like $5. So go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Again, no sipping. Sipping it all night. You're just chewing it.
Sip it all night. Paul in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
What's up, boy?
Oh,
how
boy.
You? What's up, Ike?
What's up, Paul?
How you? What's up, Jack?
Hi, Paul.
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Paul?
Spike, listen.
Yes.
Spike, I got it. I love you, right?
Yes, sir.
You know we won, right?
What did we win?
Which thing? Yeah. What did we win?
Eagles won on
Sunday.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, the game.
Just against the Raiders. Yeah, it was great. Great performance by the Birds.
Okay. All right. So can I ask you a question?
You can ask me as many questions as you want, Paul.
Okay. All right. So why don't you love our QB?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
As a player?
Yeah.
Because I think he is too limited at that one thing that is really, really important for a quarterback. Now, he wasn't too limited last year. They won the Super Bowl. But that would be my issue with Jalen. He has a lot of good qualities, but I think his quality that isn't good is a problem. So, but I want him to win. I want him to do great.
That's all we want, too, as a fan base. That's all we want, right?
Yes.
Hey, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hone it in. We only got, 3 weeks left?
Yes, 3 games.
Before the clip.
Yes.
Yep, 3 games.
Yep.
Okay. So not to stand up all day for Trey like we said with Jack did. With Jack did.
Oof.
No, we ain't do that.
Oh, no standing ovation. We're hitting everything here. Yeah.
Right. Well, then, let's pull. Let's everybody pull together what we think we can do. Does that make sense?
No, but that's fine. That's fine. It makes sense. It made sense as you were saying it, though.
Go ahead. Tell me.
In your mind, it sounded a lot different than it sounded to me, but that's cool.
But it made sense that you were saying it.
So you got it, though. He got it, though.
I don't think so, but okay.
I got it. Come on.
Hey.
So you said you didn't want the standing ovation like they did for Trey. Is that what you were saying there?
Yes, correct. Okay. Why don't you love our
QB? Why don't you want to give him a standing ovation?
That worked out well for us for what you did from the beginning of the standing ovation thing.
Wow.
What the hell is happening right now?
I don't know, man.
It didn't work out. Nobody did it.
Oh, I didn't think anybody was going to.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea, but I noticed that people were split on it, and I didn't think they were going to do it. But I thought it was a good idea. I thought we should try to help the team on Sunday. But they didn't need the help.
Yeah. but we did anyway.
Yep. We won it anyway.
We helped the team.
Yeah, we did.
Love y'all, man. I'll let y'all.
You're the man, Paul.
Jack.
Holla. All right.
Whew. What was that?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Jack loved that one.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Jack's been pushing that
and
guy.
And he pushed him up to the top of the list.
For an hour.
Wanted to see what he had.
Well, we should have got him an hour ago. Yeah. I don't know what he's been doing the last hour.
Made more sense.
Yeah, how many drinks has he had?
Oh, in that hour waiting.
I love Paul from the Northeast. Should we just go to the text line or should we talk to Trey?
You can go to the text line.
Okay.
Or you can talk to Trey.
Let's talk to Trey.
Yeah, all right.
Trey, we got 90 seconds for you. You're on WIP. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, folks?
What's up, Trey?
Oh, I was calling because, last week the narrative from the people is, Tanner McKee's going to save the season. Mm. And then Jalen comes in this week and beats the Washington Township Minutemen. Wow. And now it's back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that works.
Think so?
Well, I mean, from a fan's perspective, sure. Well, and last week was more than just about that Chargers game. It was 3 weeks of losing.
I understand, but, I mean, you turned the ball over 5 times and it still took overtime to lose. Like, they dominated that team. Should have smoked the Chargers.
Yeah.
Anybody else turns the ball over 5 times,
you're not even making it overtime. I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and that's at 9-14, so, like, whatever. But, yeah, Paul, too, he's straight from happy hour.
Oh, yeah. Happy day.
Or at happy hour. Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, it hasn't. Happy hour is about 6 hours long for Paul, I think. Yeah,
definitely. He's on a bender.
Yeah.
Too, Spike.
Yeah.
What's up with your boy Jared McKay, man? He was talking like he wanted the best things to slice bread. Like,
I heard he's going to be a top 15 player in the NBA.
Right. He'll be fine.
You know what I mean?
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine when? What he's ordered?
Well,
the
knee injury he has, the knee injury he has takes a while to recover fully for. If they were a bad team, he would probably be playing 25 or 30 minutes, getting his mojo back. But they're too good a team to just have him out there dribbling the ball off his leg. But if you want to sell your Jared McKay stock, Trey, I will buy every single penny's worth.
Too good of a team.
Yes.
He can't even get on the court over Quentin Grimes, man.
Yeah, but Quentin Grimes is scoring 19 points a game. He's probably the sixth man of the year so far.
The sixth man of the year? Like, what team are you watching, man?
You just called the fight. He is definitely. Hold on. Hold on. Shut up for a second. Hold on. Trey, shut up. Trey.
Whatever.
Trey. Shh. Baby sleeping. Hold on. Let me look up the awards odds right now for the NBA. And sixth man of the year. Hold on. If you will indulge me right here.
Indulge me.
Sixth man. He is fourth in sixth man of the year odds.
Wow, fourth. And Maxey was like fourth in MVP a couple weeks ago. How do you think that's going to work?
What is your point here? What is your point here, Trey?
Jared McKean's a bum, bro.
Okay, like, he's a bum.
He's an average player at best. He ain't no difference maker on no real team.
I'll bet you $1,000 for charity he is.
He is what?
A difference maker on a team.
He can't get on the court in front of Quentin Grimes that we threw in like a tree, man.
Moron. I just explained to you that it is because he was injured. He had to spend the entire offseason rehabbing. It takes a while to get that knee right after his injury, and he will be fine. Quentin Grimes is not in that situation, is currently ready to contribute, so he is playing more.
He ain't playing because he can't get on the court, man, because he ain't good enough. He scored irrelevant points last year when we were terrible.
He didn't score when we were terrible. That all happened before we were terrible. I mean, we were terrible the whole year.
Terrible, man. Like, I always wanted to call to attack you with this Sixers stuff. It took you 2 weeks ago to say Embiid's finally done. The Bulls been washed for 8 years, man. He's Yao Ming, 2025. He's been that.
Well, Yao Ming's in the Hall of Fame, so.
Okay. What did he ever do? What did he ever win?
Oh, he didn't win
He's
anything.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What did he ever win?
There's a lot. Did Charles Barkley ever win anything?
No.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
That's why he ain't one of the best.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
So the Hall of Fame means you're the best.
Right. He's dumb. I'm happy to debate anybody on Sixer stuff, but he's dumb.
Should have went to the text line first.
Should have went to the text line.
I just want to jump in there and say, but we're ready to trade Andrew Painter.
215.
Well, he had a surgery 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he didn't pitch.
Okay.
215.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extra. He wanted me to take the call because Fritz at 6 is tonight. He doesn't care how late the show goes.
You guys can go till 6:05.
Yeah. For all I care. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, I've ditched analytics for the good old eye test. I'm an eye test man. Jack, when people say it looks like Bryce doesn't have it anymore. Actually, he has the third highest OPS in playoff history as a Philly. Alex in Lancaster.
That's true.
Yep. He gotcha.
Use analytics when it matters.
Yeah, OPS.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Alex in Lancaster? He keeps you honest.
Yeah.
He makes sure the text line's not all about me, so well, I'm sure the next one. But what's next?
Say what you want about the afternoon show, but it has standards. Yes, you could say, she's of age now, so it's okay, about a person who's been dead for decades. But saying, do you want to get pregnant, is a bridge too far. Mark in Modco.
May Aaliyah rest in peace.
Yes.
God bless
her. May Aaliyah rest in peace.
Yes. What's next?
Your answer is not compelling to me.
A young Elliot in math class.
Yeah, he just couldn't get over the
what was that? Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it's not compelling to me. It's the answer. I don't know what to tell you. What's next?
Do you really love an opposing team's coach? Do you love him so much that you set aside a whole segment to defend him? Join Spike Eskin for his new Odyssey podcast, I'm Not Even Really a Shanahan Guy. Frank in Ardmore.
I'm not. I'm a McVay guy.
I'm not really even a Shanahan guy.
I'm not, but I'm not going to take the disrespect from Elliot about every NFL coach except for Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni.
And the Belichick stuff, too.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's totally out of control.
He's like Howard. It's like Howard's texting
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was.
Yeah. What's next?
You little bees. Ala Abdelnaby responding to the referee Twitter account.
Yep. What's next?
Spike spent all last week demanding that Jalen be benched, and now he hates Japan. Embarrassing. The caller who couldn't name anyone on WIP who called for Jalen to be benched.
Did he get stage fright or something?
I give him three chances.
Yeah, he couldn't come up with one person?
One. Just give me one. I'm sure TK did. He could have gotten
definitely TK.
I'm sure TK did.
When Tom Kelly got mentioned.
Yeah, he did. Jack, what is coming up on Fritz at 6? Everybody's waiting to hear.
Well, Jalen's not getting benched, but Tanner McKee should start on Saturday.
That's where the show is tonight?
Yeah.
God.
To protect Jalen. Oh, did the injury report come out?
So they're ducking. Yeah, they're waiting for us to get off the air to put the injury report out.
They don't realize that you got Fritz at 6.
Yeah,
though.
I don't care.
Well, there's a later practice. I think the locker room doesn't open until 6:15 tonight.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
They're still an hour. They're still in time. So yeah. They're probably staying later.
Yeah. Well, we're staying on the air till the injury report comes out.
Wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
But to protect Jalen, there's no need for him to play on Saturday.
All right. That is coming up on Fritz at 6.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
9-5. What are we talking about?
But the division's basically locked up.
It is. The Cowboys are 6-6-1.
All right. That is coming up next on Fritz.
They know your angle.
Oh, yeah. If anyone
wants to get Tanner McKee out there.
He sure does. He sure does. He's just curious,
just curious,
right? You're Tanner curious.
That really has nothing to do with Tanner.
All right. That is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. I talk to you about joy. Joy is having your own and pain. Joy is having your own beach house down at the Delaware beaches. Who can bring you that joy? Santa Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Adam Kasebe is he's been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now. So I know Kasebe very well. Kasebe is based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach, and nobody, no realtor on the face of the planet can do a better job helping you get into your own beach house than Adam Kasebe. It is a competitive market, and maybe that has pushed you to the side. I don't feel like dealing with it anymore. That's okay. Let him deal with it. And you have your own place. Imagine that. Imagine not have to spend $3,000 on a beach house this summer to rent somebody else's house. People are paying you to, you know, stay at your house, and then you have your own place to take your family and friends, maybe a long weekend or in the fall or winter. Oh, come on. And in Delaware, the property tax is super low. So whether it's a Delaware beach house, if you're attached to the Jersey Shore, you've been going there your whole life, reach out to Kasebe too. He's got many connections in the Delaware, down the shore as well. He is your guy. Again, when you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him. This is direct sell, 302-864-8643. I bet he'll answer right away, or go to processrealtor.com.
Eviscerated Vegas.
31-0 shutout. First shutout here since 2018.
Now they have their sights set on the division as they clash with the Commanders. The Eagles Radio Network, presented by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. The Verizon pregame show starts at 3. Then Merrill and Mike have the call.
Another sack for Brandon Graham.
BG got him again.
Followed by the PDQ Restaurant Point of Sale Systems postgame show. Only on your exclusive home for the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Time for Jack Dell to empty his sack. During the Dell Sack of Saving Sales event. All month long at Dell Chevrolet. Buy with 0% financing and no money down. And with the Dell Vehicle Exchange Program, you can get out of your old car or truck and into a new one. All while keeping your payments the same. Or maybe even make them less. And as an added bonus, each purchase comes with a very special present. Your choice. Spin to win or reach into Jack's sack. And pull out our gift to you. Toys. TVs, tickets, and more. You can tug it, pull it, shake it, but you'll need two hands to lift Jack's sack. Dell Chevy has over 200 trucks and SUVs available. Santa's sack? Got nothing on Jack's sack. Dell Chevy is close, located in the heart of the main line on Route 30 in Paoli. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Online at DellChevrolet.com. Say habla español. Together, let's drive.
Jack, sell them for less.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Offers cannot be combined. Excludes taxes.
Struggling to find the perfect gift this holiday season? Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.